previously on Algoa FM.
So I mentioned that we're going to be doing something a little bit different today, something brand new. We're going to be celebrating amazing people who are in Algoa FM country. Amazing Algoa people is what we're going to call it. And we're going to start off today with one gentleman in particular. He goes by the name of Nathan Roo. Now, Nathan is a cricketer. Plays cricket for Eastern Cape Inyati and had a game yesterday. But before we get into any of that, Nate, good afternoon. Hello.
Thanks for having me here, Samo.
An absolute pleasure. It is indeed having you, Nate. Thanks for coming through. Let's chat about Nathan a little bit and let's talk about the cricketer who is Nathan. Where did you go to school? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Queenstown, so I'm a local boy and went to Queen's College as a result.
Yeah. Yeah, some time in Queen's College. And then you and I, our paths crossed when we were both in Bloemfontein, where you started playing a little bit of cricket for Koffsies, and then you went on to play for the Knights. Tell me about that moment when you got called up for the Knights, because I know you were working quite hard at its varsity level.
Yeah, it was a real blessing. It was a long journey coming. Obviously, Queenstown being a small town, no varsity nearby, so ended up going to Koffsies, so I'm not too far away from the family. Went through the systems, ended up in the Free State Academy. Luckily performed well enough, the right people saw me, and then got my Knights debut, which was a long time coming, I guess.
Let's talk a little bit about that debut, Nate. I think you and I were still relatively close at the time in Bloemfontein when that happened. And it was a big celebration. I know that a lot of people were very happy in your circle to see you there. What did it mean for you?
No, it meant a lot. I mean, it's obviously recognition of your hard work, but yeah, that's all I can pretty much say about that. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of years of effort, and good to finally reap the rewards, I guess.
Fast forward a couple of years, you're on your way back to sort of, I want to say, home country a little bit. On the way back to the Eastern Cape, your time at Koffsies has come to an end, where you had some fantastic years of cricket, even at my expense last year. but you had a good run at Koffsies. You had a bit of a run at the Knights, and you came back and started playing for Eastern Cape Inyati. Talk to me about how it felt as a homecoming to then be playing for a franchise or a team that's so close to home.
Nah, awesome. Awesome to be back home. Feel like I'm bumping into locals along the way, so that's always a strange feeling, seeing old boys from the school, old rivals, Dalians, Albornians, and but yeah, I've felt so welcomed coming back, and it just feels like I've fitted in so quickly and seamlessly, so can't fault it at all.
Yesterday you played your first one day cup game for Eastern Cape Inyati at Buffalo Park in East London. And you only went and did what Nathan usually does, and you carried the team on your shoulders, 116 not out. Tell me about that moment, raising your bat and taking off your helmet to score that 100 for the side and carrying the team to that victory over Northern Cape Heat.
Well, you're painting a very good picture, considering I came off a duck. I've been coming off a duck, so yeah, it's a lot of relief off the shoulders. And I mean, I can't say I carried the team. Our bowlers put in the hard graft before that, so they set it up for us. And they say if it's your day, you got to run with it. So luckily, I was fortunate enough to come off on the day. So,
well, a phenomenal batsman he is, a phenomenal cricketer he is too. And as you've now heard, 18 player is Nathan Roo. However, before he ended up back at Eastern Cape Inyati, there were few people in his circle, friends and family, who might have felt that Nathan would not be drawing breath on earth today. Let's rewind the clock about 5.5 years. Take me back to 2019 and what happened.
So, Samo, November 2019, I'm still in varsity, I'm in Bloem, and my housemate and I get back from the gym, and it's about lunchtime. So I get back from gym, we're discussing what we're going to have for lunch. We start chirping each other back and forward. And just to give you a picture, I stayed in the cottage outside the house. Mm-hmm. The rest of my mates inside the student house. And we're busy throwing chirps back and forward. He throws a chirp my way. I don't respond. And very fortunately, looking back, he turned back to come basically get a response out of me, and he found me face down on the floor. I'd had cardiac arrest, and massive panic, obviously. I'm out on the floor and he runs back, gets two of my other housemates who are luckily there at the time as well.
Yeah.
They load me up in the car and or on the back seat and they rush me off to hospital. One of the funny things looking back, they didn't take me through the emergency exit or entrance. They took me through the parking lot, so they had to wait for a ticket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a little bit of brain fade in that
yeah,
space.
No, it's obviously the panic and all of that. But, yeah, from there, that's where the miracle really starts. Against the norms, I guess, there happened to be an ambulance in that parking lot. And with staff basically in the ambulance at the time, so immediately, obviously, all the panic, they open the door and I basically roll out the back seat into the parking lot. Apparently my feet were still in the car. I'm lying on the tarp pretty much, and yeah, fortunately they had the equipment there. They rushed over, tore my shirt, took my chain off, which I was fortunate as well, and yeah, began CPR, and they had to, I don't know what the technical term is for shocking.
Yeah, this is getting you through the resuscitation process.
Yeah.
And it's not a thing of you were, well, in cardiac arrest for 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, you were looking at the better part of 10, 15 minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, with our student house being pretty, or not too far, I guess, it's about a 15-minute drive to the hospital.
Yeah.
Obviously, they would have rushed it, so the doctors said I was without oxygen because I had taken my last breath on the way to the hospital. They presume I was without oxygen for between 10 and 15 minutes, which That's is incredible. Where the miracle really starts.
Yeah, because you're looking at perhaps brain dead in some spaces, vegetative states too. But over and above that, you muscle through it. You power through the days in ICU. You power through the days in hospital. And then at some point, I'm assuming the message was, that's it, cricket done for you. And perhaps maybe have to start looking at a change in lifestyle. But some way, somehow, you end up back on the cricket field. Talk me through that healing journey and that process of getting from being resuscitated to getting back onto the cricket field.
Yeah, well, to add to what I was saying as well, it wasn't all that straightforward, because once they had managed to get a heartbeat while I was in the parking lot, they then rushed me to ICU, where I collapsed or crashed again. So I lost my heartbeat and they had to perform the shocking again. Sorry for the lack of terminology. But then they got a heartbeat, managed to stabilize me. And then obviously through that process, while I'm out, they, as you say, they're prepping my parents. The OTs are prepping my parents for vegetative state, at least some sort of brain damage, having been without oxygen for 10 to 15 minutes. So, but after that, the recovery, luckily physically, once I came around, it took me a long time. I was very goofed. You would have known. You came and saw me in the hospital. And yeah, so once I came to my senses, and obviously it's a lot of stress and strain on my parents and sisters and those close to me, having to watch me, because I wasn't all there at first, as you saw. And over 2 weeks or so, I managed to get back to where I was, which is also a real miracle, as is. And yeah, luckily, physically, I was all right. I had a few cracked ribs, and my muscle, chest muscle, was sitting under my armpit. So, but I mean, that's the least of the worries at the time. And that sort of healing obviously took place quickly. But the big thing is, they didn't know what was wrong with me within Bloom. So after numerous tests, MRI, all the different scans you get, they had to send me to Pretoria.
Yeah.
And there, I went to an arrhythmia specialist, which is a little bit different to a cardiologist.
Sure.
And through that, he ran a few tests and stuff. He wasn't sure, so they prepped me for a pacemaker.
Yeah.
Which goes under the arm.
Yeah.
Which obviously then through my cricket career, because I mean it's under my left armpit, so obviously if a cricket ball hits that,
you're going to have problems.
You might see some scary things on the field. So yeah, that's what they prepped me for going into surgery. But fortunately, the doctor said, you know what, I've read up of this one case of a lady in Belgium, and he just wants to tick that box while I'm under the knife. He wants to tick that box before he puts the pacemaker in.
Yeah.
Go under the knife. I wake up. First thing I do, I hit my chest. It's like, where's the pacemaker?
Yeah.
He comes back. Everyone's got these big eyes, including my dad at the time. And it's you, the second case to have had this. So all it took was the ablation of a nerve and I'm 100% set to go. So
that is remarkable.
Physically, the recovery wasn't bad whatsoever. So, yeah, once I came around, got my strength back pretty much. Not that I lost too much. I could get almost straight back into things.
That is absolutely incredible. Nathan, from us here at Algo FM, we want to celebrate you for being one of Algo FM country's amazing human beings. 10 points, gold stars, the works, absolutely everything. And we'll continue to celebrate you as well. Congratulations on what has been an amazing recovery and also an incredible career of cricket thus far. It is only the beginning. You are still relatively young. We look forward to what you're going to be doing as well for Eastern Cape Inyati. You guys are on the road this week, so we wish you all the very best with that. And yeah, we just can't wait to see you doing bigger and better things.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me on here. And if I could give a final last word, I'd just like to basically put it out there. Like, life is short and you never know what's around the corner. And I'd just like to encourage everyone to look into their faith, look into what happens after life. And if you wouldn't mind, seriously consider who Jesus Christ is to you. And yeah, that's all I'd like to say.
Incredible words from Nathan Roo, batter for Eastern Cape Inyati, a phenomenal cricketer. Nathan, thank you very much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.